All right, we're going to jump into favorite Disney movies. CableTV.com. Could that be a more generic website? CableTV.com conducted a poll to find out each state's favorite Disney movie. Now, this is very specific, though. It's the Disney hand-drawn animated movies. So, no Pixar, no computer animation, hand-drawn animated movies, and no live-action movies. So, you know, No Deposit, No Return is not going to be on there. Dan, the North Avenue Irregulars, the Apple Dumpling Gang, all those fantastic live-action pieces of crap from the 70s that I saw at the Will Rogers Theater, not eligible.
What was the name of the field goal kicking donkey?
Gus.
Gus.
Gus, he was a field goal kicking donkey. And don't forget the ones with Kurt Russell in the late 60s, early 70s. The computer that wore tennis shoes. The barefoot executive. That's about a chimp who becomes an executive.
Did any of them star a Doberman at any point?
No, that they could have. No, but it did that. But the barefoot executive was about a chimp that they trained to be an executive. Like, I don't know. I think they give him. Because all the Kurt Russell, the stupid Kurt Russell live action Disney movies that he did in the late 60s and early 70s, they were all about him, like, taking some sort of pill or something and changing. So I think they, like, did an experiment on a monkey and they turned him smart. And then he was also in The World's Strongest Man, where he took, like, pills or something and he could lift houses. So these movies aren't eligible. These masterpieces, these live-action masterpieces from Disney's, from the Kokomo years, as I'd like to refer to as Disney's time period, are not eligible. Only hand-drawn animated Disney movies were part of the questionnaire from the very specific website, CableTV.com. So what are your favorites? 312-981-7200. All right, we have to break here for weather and for traffic. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Skip's second choice is an actual Beach Boys song. That's California Girls. So, hey, welcome back. We're talking about this poll that was conducted by CableTV.com, where they did a report figuring out what each state's favorite classic animated Disney movie was, and this was only hand-drawn animated movies. So no Pixar movies, no computer animation, and no live-action, fantastic live-action films. I remember what a big deal it was. You guys were way too young. I remember what a big deal it was when The Black Hole came out. You ever seen The Black Hole, Dan?
No.
Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Black Hole?
I have not.
It was a science fiction movie that came out, like, I want to say I was in high school. I think it came out in 79 or 80. And it was a big deal because it was the first PG-rated movie that Disney ever released. Everything that ever was released by Disney was rated G until The Black Hole came out. And it was, you know, there were a bunch of, you know, in the late 70s into the early 80s, there were 9,000 space movies that came out. Obviously because, you know, Star Wars was a phenomenon and there were 9,000 Star Wars ripoffs and space movies that were released. And this was Disney's attempt at making a big, you know, special effects late 70s, early 80s sci-fi spaceship movie. And it was, I remember it was a big deal when it came out. I played the music, played Will Rogers, played the fantastic Will Rogers Theater, where you saw all the terrible live-action Disney movies. And I haven't seen it in years. I remember thinking it was okay, but not great. And it wasn't very well received, like, critically. It made some money at the box office, but I just remember they made such a big deal out of Disney releasing a movie that was rated PG. I was like, oh my God. Disney's made a movie that's PG. Oh, my God. So. But not eligible. Black Hole, not eligible for this. I'm trying to remember. Dan, can you look up The Black Hole? I'm trying to remember who was in it. I can't remember who was in it. I want to say. I can't remember who was in it. Maximilian Schell may have been in it.
You are correct.
Don Knotts? Did Don Knotts make an appearance?
No, no Don Knotts. I don't think Joe Flynn was in it. I'm trying to remember the...
So Maximilian Schell is Dr. Hans Reinhardt.
Sure, of course he is.
Also featuring Anthony Perkins.
Oh, right. Anthony Perkins was in it. That's right.
Robert Forrester.
Uh-huh.
Joseph Bottoms. Yvette Mimieu.
Oh, Yvette Mimieu. Yeah, she was hot.
Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, Borgnine!
And Tom McLaughlin.
Okay.
As Captain Star. S-T-A-R.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't a very good movie, and they made a big deal out of how much money they spent on the special effects. And, but it reeks of, like, late 70s, early. What year? Did they have a year? 79 is what I want to say.
Correct.
Okay. The Black Hole. Jeez. Before we go to the news, here's Paulette on WGN. Hi, Paulette.
Hi.
Hi.
I love the topics that you pick.
Well, thank you.
My favorite Disney movie is Fantasia.
Oh, it's way up there on my list, too.
I just love it.
I
and
do too.
I can't wait till my grandson gets a little older.
Yeah.
8 years old, I don't think he'll appreciate it yet.
Yeah, that's
wait.
A little that's a little tough for an 8 year old. I think Fantasia is
right.
A little tough for and I think there would be stuff in there that would scare the hell out of him too because
there's really
scary stuff in it.
Right.
The Night on Bald Mountain is really scary.
And, it is.
And the all the hatchets that go after them, all the crazy hatchets that start chopping up the brooms. Sorcerer's Apprentice, which is great. I mean, it's beautifully animated. It's really that's way up there on my list too, Paulette. I love that movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
For listening. If you have time, I'd love to hear something by Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls.
Yeah.
Uh oh. All right. Thanks, Paulette. Gotta hit the
bye
news.
Bye.
Bye. You'll never find. That's my Lou Rawls, Dan.
I thought he came in studio.
Are you kidding?
He was re-singing the jingle.
That's right. That's... Why did I forget about that, Dan? I totally forgot about that. Wow, where did that come from? What memory bank did you have that story?
I forget why. Somebody texted in about it a little while back. I can't remember. Oh, when the recent sale did not go through, somebody posted that on Facebook. I mean, it was Rob Hart posted, so it's going to remain Chicago's radio.
That's right, man. Lou Rawls used to sing the theme, man. That's fantastic. I totally forgot about that. All right, we have to break. The news is coming up.
Making the most of the moment, that's the way you are. We've been living life right with you, sharing good times. We've come far. We're a part of Chicago, a city filled with pride. Growing up together with a good feeling that grows from inside. Filled with pride when you turn to us. Welcome home.
Welcome
home. Chicago's very own Channel 9.
Keeping in touch with tomorrow. Look at the lineup this fall.
More movies, news, sports and fun. See us. We've got it all.
When you turn to us.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Chicago's
Yeah, man. There you go, Paulette. There's some Lou Rawls for you. Does it have a year for that?
No, it does not have a year on this.
Man, I'm trying to remember.
83.
Yeah. It had to be that. It had to be that long ago. Wow. Still back at Bradley Place when that was... they're still at Bradley Place, but the radio station was at Bradley Place. All right. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We're talking about your favorite animated Disney classics or animated Disney movies that were hand-drawn animated and not Pixar and not live action. Because CableTV.com did a poll to try and figure out what every state's favorite animated Disney movie was. So we're going to get to that. And Skip Skipley's on the way. I understand that that we've got word from the Penguins and the from the Penguins and the Pigeons that Skip is on his way. So 312-981-7200. When Skip gets here, we will play another round of the music trivia game for the record. So we've got a couple of texts on the Disney movie topic. Scooby from Southwest Chicago said Beauty and the Beast is their favorite. 773 area code said my favorite animated Disney movie is The Little Mermaid. 301 area code says Snow White is a true masterpiece. Yes, it is. But I always liked the lesser known The Sword and the Stone. Dan, do you have any memories of like animated Disney movies from when you were a kid or anything?
I would probably say my favorite, excluding Beauty and the Beast, which I've watched every day for the last 20 days.
not the live action version with, just the animated version.
Yep. I would go with Lion King.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. My favorite is, I remember Dumbo got me pretty good. Well, Bambi was traumatizing. Bambi was was absolutely traumatizing. But so was, there was a lot of scary stuff. That's the thing about these movies, man. They kill off parents, they scare the hell out of kids. That's what they do. That's what they do. A lot of stuff in the classic hand-drawn animated Disney movies are traumatizing. I remember Bambi just killed me. Just killed me. And Dumbo made me cry. I remember when I was a little kid, Dumbo really got to me. But I'll tell you, the thing that scared the hell out of me the most out of all of them, and like I said, Bambi is probably my favorite of all the Disney classic hand-drawn animated movies. I think Bambi is my favorite. But the moment, the scene that scared the hell out of me more than the pink elephants and the, you know, his Bambi's mom in the cage and they're trying to reach each other with their trunks and stuff and she's crying, and of course even you know Bambi's mother and the forest fire, all that stuff was when Pinocchio gets swallowed by the whale. That scene scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. That's another movie that freaked me out. Pinocchio freaked me out when I was a kid. So that's really, you know, if you you think about it, and we talked about this on the air before, everybody's parents get killed. I mean, that's like a recurring theme.
Were you a bad kid, so you thought you were going to get sent to that donkey island?
Yeah, exactly. but those were the ones that really affected me when I was a little kid. But Snow White is beautiful. Snow White's scary too, man. There's a lot of really scary stuff in those movies.
I mean, it is interesting because we are reading the books.
Oh,
so we're geez. Well. I mean, not the original.
Oh,
books,
okay.
But like the Disney adaptation.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say,
but even then, it's like, and then this person died, and I'm like, all right. Well, I always say passed away. I don't say died because I don't want to put that in her head. But yeah, I mean, you know, everybody dies at the beginning. Somebody dies at the beginning.
Yep. And even more recent stuff. You know what I mean? They you know, like Finding Nemo. I mean, what the hell? You know. And I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, talk about the first 10 minutes of Up. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And Coco, by the way, is all about death. Like that's what the entire movie is about. I mean, it's beautiful, it's great. And these movies, by the way, the ones that we're talking about are Pixar movies. They're computer animated. They're not eligible for this list. Esmeralda, the classic Disney animated movies. Which ones got you? Which ones were your favorites?
I guess I would have to say Lion King. Yeah, I don't really, I never really watched the Disney movies.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any of the classics?
I don't, honestly, I may have, but I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you know, some of the more, in more recent years, I think, like, I liked Mulan a lot. I thought that was a really great movie. That, you know, like obviously straight up hand drawn animation. I like Mulan a lot. I like Pocahontas a lot too. Those were ones that kind of stand out for me as far as like recent non-computer animated ones. But if you go back in time, I mean, the classic ones are the ones that hold up for me. Snow White, Bambi, Pinocchio. Those are the ones that really, Fantasia. Fantasia is just such an amazing piece of work. Sleeping Beauty is amazing. I like the real old classic ones because I'm old. But the more recent ones, I think, Lion King, I think, is fine. Was Tarzan? Tarzan was a Disney movie, right? That animated, yes. Tarzan? I like that one a lot. I thought that was really good. And Aladdin's fun. So, but we can go state by state here and find out which ones everybody liked. So, like, you guys both picked The Lion King. And The Lion King is the favorite of most American states. So I guess that's the overwhelming favorite. And the animated film about Simba is the favorite of most American states, including Colorado, Kansas, Louisiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Michigan. And that's not that. And that, by the way, that the number of states that have The Lion King as their favorite doesn't even, the rest of the movies don't even come close with the amount of states that like them, because The Lion King is sort of overwhelmingly the favorite of the hand-drawn animated movies in the states. So, what are your favorites? 312-981-7200. And which ones traumatized you? We need to talk a little bit more about that. Because some of these movies are really, I mean, some of them I'll never forget. They're ingrained in my head. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in. We got a break here for weather and for traffic.
Lady Love, man. Yeah. The Smooth Lou Rawls.
Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Paulette requesting Lou Rawls. That's Lady Love on 720 WGN. And we are back. Skip Skipley is very close to the premises. And when he gets here, he will be our host for another round of the 80s/90s music trivia game for the record. And we'll play that after the news at 4:30. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NickDShow. And coming up after 5, Steve Grzanich will be here with the opening bell, and my main man, Steve Cochran, will be here at 6 for your morning drive on this Tuesday morning. So there you go, 312-981-7200. So we're talking about Disney movies, the sort of the classic animated ones, the hand-drawn ones. CableTV.com created a report where they wanted to find out each state's favorite sort of classic animated movie. So let's throw out some of these titles here. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Washington, Kentucky, and Massachusetts favor the little chubby all stuff with fluff. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Robin Hood, the dashing English rogue portrayed as a fox in the Disney version, is a favorite in Oregon, Maine, and New Hampshire. So let's see. What about you guys? 630 area code says Pinocchio is number one for me. Tony says Aristocats and Lilo and Stitch. Oh, Lilo and Stitch is great. I totally forgot about that. That's a great movie. That's a really, really great movie. And Tony says that those are the best Disney movies. Canadian Bill says the best movie is the Lion King sequel, Lion King 1.5. It's the Lion King movie, but from Timon and Pumbaa's perspective. I've never seen that. I think that went straight to video, if I'm not mistaken. Brian says, my uncle was an animator and worked with Walt Disney. I have original lithographs of Snow White. Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. 847 area code says, I liked Aladdin and Hercules. 815 area code says, Aladdin is my favorite. Not the schmaltzy music. Great cast. My favorite classic is Peter Pan. 405 says, Jungle Book. How did I forget about Jungle Book? Jungle Book was good. Jungle Book was good, they say, at 405 area code. That's either that oh my God, Dave Bennett's on TV. How did he get there? Either that, Jungle Book, or The Love Bug. Herbie the Love Bug were my first movies. The first movie I ever saw. Because I can't really remember. Those are the two that stick out as being the first one. So I either saw The Jungle Book was as the first movie in a big in the theater, or Herbie the Love Bug. I don't know. Dan, do you remember the first movie you ever saw in a theater?
Mannequin.
Wait a minute. Mannequin was the first movie?
Mannequin. It might have been an American Tale, but I think Mannequin's the better answer.
Mannequin is the first. Esmeralda, do you remember the first movie you ever saw in a theater?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Wow. Okay. Would it freak you out, Esmeralda?
I guess not.
No? Okay. But, I mean, you obviously remember it.
Yeah. It's the one and only time my parents took me to a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they're not into going to movie theaters.
Oh, okay. 708 area code says The Fox and the Hound. I remember, here's one of the things I remember about The Fox and the Hound. Fox and the Hound, which is actually a sweet movie. It's pretty good. The animation's not that great because this was 1981, and the animation department at Disney was not, you know, doing as well. They started to come back with a movie called Oliver and Company, which was based on Oliver Twist but with animals, and it was somewhat a big hit, and then it was, The Little Mermaid was the big movie that brought back the animation department at Disney because it was kind of dead for a long time. But The Fox and the Hound, this is what I remember about The Fox and the Hound. It came out the same weekend as Escape from New York. So it came out in July of 1981. And I remember reading Siskel's review of Escape from New York because he only gave it 2.5 stars. And I was like, "What, are you out of your mind?" Because Escape from New York is one of the greatest movies ever made. And he criticized Kurt Russell's performance. And I remember reading it and him saying that Kurt Russell, his performance is so forced. And it just seems like all he's trying to do is to distance himself from his Disney past to try and act like he's the toughest character ever and would never show up in a Disney movie. You know, it just seems like his performance, he's blatantly trying to distance himself from his Disney past with this ridiculous performance as Snake Plissken. So I remember reading the review and then turning the page and seeing his review of Fox and the Hound, which was a positive review, and one of the lead voice work on that is Kurt Russell. So the same week that Siskel is bitching about Kurt Russell, obviously trying to distance himself from his Disney past, the same weekend, he is one of the lead voices in The Fox and the Hound, which is a Disney movie. I just remember being so mad at Siskel. Like, so mad at him. I'm like, what's the matter with you? Do a little homework. I saw this one page away from your review in your paper. Don't you have editors? You know, editors who come up and go, hey, Gene, Kurt Russell provides a voice in the new Disney movie, and you're dissing him in your review of Escape from New York. I vividly remember that and getting very angry. 312 area code says, Legend of Sleepy Hollow was very scary, and it was a cartoon back in the 70s when they showed it on The Wonderful World of Disney. It scared me. Peter Indicator says, my favorite Disney animated film is still Fantasia. Well, not a favorite. No one has mentioned Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramp is a favorite in many states. So, Little Mermaid, Texas, Florida, Nevada, and Arizona. Snow White, Utah, West Virginia. Bambi, Montana, Oklahoma, Virginia, Maryland, and Alaska. And then Hercules is Wyoming. That's the only state that likes Hercules. So there's just a little taste of it, but it's the Lion King for here in Illinois.
So there you go.
All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up, and I understand that Skip Skipley is climbing up the side of the building as we speak. So we'll have some For the Record coming up.